people, sir. It feels good to be here tonight. For real. All right.
Thanks.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
I say,
hey, Pete.
I like a little bit of Pete.
What are you doing?
Hey, where's Pete?
Pete, we're here at the Ween Show on Marvin's Mountaintop, Mason Town, West Virginia. What you doing, Pete? Listening, Ween?
Actually, this was about a year and a half ago. July 14th, 2006.
Yep.
That was exactly where I'm at.
Lovely.
That was Ween opening up their set. It was pretty excellent. I'd say the rest of it, it would almost sound like they were going to play another song. But I don't think they are.
No, they're just up there screwing around.
Yep.
You know how those Ween boys do it.
Yeah, well,
Dean Ween.
That's kind of an old
show. I've got your number, Dean.
It's kind of an old show there. I had a corpuscle explosion earlier.
We were sitting here.
It's toxic.
And,
toxic sludge.
For no good reason, Joe's nose started to bleed.
Mm-hmm. I wish we had, like, kind of a cricket background. That'd be kind of sweet.
I could try to make that noise.
You think,
cricket. Cricket.
Cricket.
Cricket.
Cricket. No.
That doesn't sound anything. It doesn't sound anything like a cricket.
You know,
I tried.
A little bit.
You can't fault me for trying. Yeah.
This is the Joe Keller and Crazy Red Beard show.
Joe and John show.
Yeah, Joe and John. For,
hey, do
for
that sure. funny effect again. Listen to this, you guys. Okay. This is awesome.
The Joe and John show. Here we are. Starring Joe and John. Joe and John. 24 hours a day from the internet. Joe and John. Lay down. Strange things going on the ground. There might be a drum with a tin lid that you can beat on, and even on the bottom.
Yeah, so we're going to do the rest of the show like this.
Yep. We've decided to permanently alter our voice boxes.
Yes.
And this is now what we sound like.
Forever.
You're hearing our inner alien.
Okay, so we decided against that decision we just
wait,
made.
Wait, who decided that?
I did.
Because I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, I got the temporary thing.
Well, but I like it. But I think it's a neat effect, and I think we should keep it, and if you take it off, I'm gonna have to probably do something awful.
Oh, really? Is this normal?
I don't even know anymore.
It sounds like... I don't know. Now it's normal.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, we were just kind of fucking around. See, basically what happens is every single time we do this, I decide to set it up completely different. This time there's no taping gear involved whatsoever. So, I don't know if that's good or bad, but it certainly is less of a pain in the ass for me. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Hooray for that, right? And it sounds like it's working pretty well.
I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, well, it's working pretty well.
The funny thing is, I didn't have to do anything.
What?
I just had to sit in the seat and do my little math problem over here. I like to do little puzzles.
You participated in the sound check also.
I did participate in the sound check.
The sound check is very important.
It was pretty important.
John can describe that basically I'm adjusting the most lazy position possible.
Yeah, his microphone is way cooler than mine. I think he's an elitist. There, I said it, Joe.
What are you talking about?
You've got this nice microphone over there, and you've got me hunched over like Quasimodo.
You know that microphone
on this side.
I mean, if Price was going to judge the better one.
Oh well, I'm talking about setup here. You've got.
Oh yeah. Well, in that case.
I'm just saying, Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm. Prince Charles.
We groundlings over here are throw us a bone. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I see. I don't understand what you mean.
Ah, yeah, I see. So anyway, we have some interesting announcements to the background of this new music that's about to come on here. We have this intro that sounds like running water. You don't know what that is. It's funny. We're going to break new ground tonight. New internet ground. I'll give you a little reading from a favorite book of mine. It's really nice. And Jay's gonna play some tunes.
Yeah, well, we can kind of do it the low background.
Yeah, that's right. This is Two Bop Crew. Yeah. November 30th, 2007, Satellite Ballroom, Charlottesville, Virginia. That's where we are broadcasting from. Not the actual ballroom right this second, but
yeah,
Charlottesville.
Yeah. Just Charlottesville. Yeah. I don't know if that's cool or not, but
it's funny, actually.
You know, it's just what it is, so yeah. Take it at that.
That's what's funny about it. The studio. So we came in
Oh,
here.
The studio. We the studio is looking pretty nice tonight.
It looks nice now. Yeah. But what did it look like when we first got in here?
That was pretty funny.
Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, it's funny that you describe it in the way such as you did.
I thought there was someone buried under there.
Every single time that anybody comes into my room, there's a massive pile of clothes because for some reason I just can't manage. I always complain that I have no clothes. And you can see why I have no clothes.
You could have gotten a workout climbing to the top of that thing.
But sometimes I've had, what did you call it? I mean,
it's like a tidal wave of clothes or something.
And another time I had them kind of lined up and it looked like a caterpillar of clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he just like sort of clothes plowed them out of the way. But this is neither here nor there. The studio is now set up and we are bringing you some random music on a Monday evening.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Yeah,
so
we're going to talk about some upcoming events and talk about some good shows that we have recently been to and some shows we're gonna go to.
Yeah, I don't even... When was the last time we broadcasted?
Sometime back in November.
Yeah, November. So we went through the holidays, kind of took it easy.
That's right. Now we're back.
We're back.
Yep, have a birthday coming up. We'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah.
The big 3-0.
3-0.
Just like this show, November 30th, except my birthday's in February.
Yeah.
You guys can all send me flowers and cards.
February 30th, y'all.
Candies and horses.
It'll be great.
And relics of the ancient world. Don't take anything.
Relics.
Pop-up
like
books.
Incense and myrrh.
I'll take that.
Frankincense?
I'll take 3 of those.
Yeah.
The 30th birthday is a big deal. You know, I only have one of those.
It's very true.
You only have one of the others, too, but I don't know. I just... It's so dumb to say that.
Yeah.
You only have one of those.
Well, I think your
way
first
to go,
one
Brainiac.
Is the most significant, because you never had one before. Though.
Yeah, I guess your first day on Earth is pretty significant.
Yeah.
When you know everything. It's...
Once you know everything and you're on Earth, then you're like, wow. Because, like, you'll be like, oh my god, I was just running through the woods for freaking 5 hours listening to Godzilla and shit. And I don't know what happened to people, but they looked like fireflies and took off and you get lost in the woods. Huh? What were we talking about?
I forgot to mention that anything you hear on this show may or might not be based in reality. Or it might be. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, this is just fucking silly ass.
CYA.
Fictional show.
CYA. CYA to stay away from the CIA. Not that I'm paranoid or anything.
Yeah.
Why are you guys thinking about me?
You know, it's a good thing that we broadcast on fully encrypted, digitally signed nonsense.
I don't know any. I knew what the nonsense word meant.
Actually, we don't have anything that's fully signed. It's wide open, baby.
And that's what makes it funny. There's something else I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I was hoping you could remind me what it was.
Oh. Well, didn't you have a poem that you were going to read?
Poem?
No.
No. I'm going to read a few things from a very special book.
Yes.
Actually. Very special book.
And the book is actually...
The book, I'm just going to go ahead and read a chapter from it and...
Hold on. You stall while I run and save us.
I'm going to read something from a very important book. And it's going to be delightful. And for some reason, Joe didn't have faith in me, and he's handing me books now to read. But no, I have something I'm going to read. And it goes a little something like this.
Oh, hi. In to beginning, ceiling cat made it to skies and the earths, but he did not eat them. The earths no had shapes and had it dark face. And ceiling cat rode invisible bike over to waters. At start, no has light. And ceiling cat says, I can has light. And light was. And ceiling cat sawed to light, to see stuff, and splitted to light from dark, but that was okay, cause kitties can see into dark, and not trips over nothing. And ceiling cat said light day, and dark no day. It were first. And ceiling cat said, I'm in your waters making a ceiling, but he no yet make a air. And he made it a hole into ceiling, and ceiling cat do'd to skies with waters down and waters up. It happen. And ceiling cat said, I can has to ferment, which is funny Bible name for ceiling. So was to tooth day. And ceiling cat got it all to waters in your base. And ceiling cat heads dry places, cause kitties do not want get wet. And ceiling cat called no waters earth, and waters ocean is good. And ceiling cat said, do want grass. So there was seeds, and stuffs, and fruits, and vegetables, and a corn. It happened. And ceiling cat saw that weeds is good. So, let there be weeds. And so to threeth day jazz hands.
That was a little excerpt from the Lolcat Bible.
The Lolcat Bible?
That one goes out to our kitty loving friends out in the audience. It's Genesis 1 through 11
of
the Lolcat Bible. Strictly adhere to Ceiling Cat's rules. They're quite interesting. If anyone is interested, I'll be glad to read more of them on the air. That was our special guest that came in.
Ceiling Cat.
God. We call him the Notorious G.O.D. We have a hotline, and he comes and hangs out sometimes, and he's pretty cool. Other than that,
remember, everything's fictional.
We have, like, 4 or 5 listeners.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
About 4 or 5 listeners, and there's going to be an elite VIP Happy Fun Squad.
Oh, yeah. We're having a VIP hour right after this.
That's right.
So if anybody wants to show up,
you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
Come on down to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to go. Though.
Well, you think that's enough time?
Yeah, it's probably
enough. Because I think there'll be... Because we announced before. We were like, yeah, we're going to have another show. And so I figure that people have been checking the site probably about 5 minutes on every day on the hour.
I think like 2 people listen to this, really, Joe.
I hope nobody listens to this. Because I really feel sorry for him. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
Well.
Because, you know.
Well, we'll give shout outs to our listeners.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I feel sorry for y'all because you have to put up with this shit. This shit's terrible.
I have to put up with it every day.
I know.
I can't escape me. I turn around really fast and everything, and I'm still there. It's the weirdest thing.
It's like trying to bite your ears.
I know. It makes me.
Nah.
Yeah,
it's even harder when you have headphones on. You
this
know?
Is true because they're protected.
Yes, your ears are protected from biting.
Audio ear muffs or something.
So that we can hear stuff.
That's right.
So.
So we should say hello to our like four or five listeners. I think our friend Julia is listening, and I think our friend Dan is listening, who helped work on Healthy Hippie Magazine up there in Vermont with our friend Tara Lee.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they are really cool. And I can't wait to see the first issue because I'm the artist in the artist spotlight. How about that?
A little really cameo.
Neat. Isn't that neat? They're so nice. They're so excellent. Nice to do that. And my friend Britt Nemeth does that as well. And Dave Halchek, I believe, is also helping out with that. And I know Britt has done a lot of layout and a bunch of the artistic work in there, so that's really cool that she works her butt off to do all that stuff. So I'm really excited to see that, and I think our friend Jen is listening, our friend Maddie, and our friend Brody. He takes great photographs.
Hell yeah. If y'all can actually subscribe to this somehow through your little iPod shit, and it'll somehow, if we ever manage to put these out, that will just miraculously appear on your little iPod if you got one.
It's only gonna get crazier from here.
Yeah, it might get better.
This is as good as it gets, buddy. What are you talking about? Right. This is the whipped cream.
Whipped cream with cherry on top.
Hot fudge.
Do southern impressions
and maybe like some peanut butter. Because I like Reese's peanut butter cup sundaes.
You know, I could really go for one of those right now.
Could you do an impression of a Reese's peanut butter cup sundae? That was pretty good. You can stop being the peanut butter cup now.
I am the peanut butter cup now. I have assumed the form of peanut butter cup. I sit here, enjoying the soft whipped cream flavor as it mellows underneath. Feel the melting. Oh, but it's cold. What's happening? Oh! Stabbing, terrible, crunching, delicious. I am a peanut butter cup. Yeah, so,
V lady's coming up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
V lady's coming up the stairs.
V lady. Earlier. The lady might make a cameo appearance.
Yeah, she might. Earlier we were trying to record something and Joseph Mate came up and she's very loud and
we love Valerie though.
Oh, we sure do. She's awesome. But we were talking about this stuff. It was actually the conversation was going really well. And it was pretty awesome, and then we had to get rid of all of it because remember that?
And we had to get really quiet about it.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we didn't.
Well, we did because the door was open.
That's right. Well, that's because the studio wasn't quite finished yet. We were tweaking the door mechanism.
Yeah, gonna be a new president, Joe.
Yeah. Next year, at this time, there would be a new president.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll mark the occasion with another podcast. It'll be kind of like a year review.
I'll be pretty excited.
We could kind of do a year review tonight, you know?
We could. Have you made any resolutions, Joe?
Nah.
Why?
Well,
you did on your website.
No.
No, or was that last year?
That was last year.
I'm behind the times.
Well, I mean, obviously, since I only post like every once a month.
You should get on that.
Yeah, well, you can, John's also always really updating crazyredbeard.com. It's an excellent website where you can pick up all sorts of Crazy Redbeard Enterprise.
You can't really pick it up, like, literally, because it's on the internet.
It's virtual, but we do Believe it or not, we have bubble wrap. We have bubble wrap and boxes. And we are ready to ship shit out.
I was pretty sure that we could ship out the prints without the bubble wrap. We figured that people might like to pop it, so we figured we'd include it anyway.
Mm-hmm. We don't even wrap the print in bubble wrap. It's just like we wrap up some bubble wrap with the package.
Yep.
And send along. Speaking of sending things via bubble wrap.
I also weave magical incantations over every package there. I said it.
Yeah.
I've never admitted that before until now.
Yeah.
So glad to get that off my chest.
We were going to do a 2007 review. And I'm trying to think of what was one of the first shows I saw in 2007.
Was it maybe a possibly one of your boys from the duo?
I don't think so. They were pretty reclusive. After New Year's. Yeah, we got dead air. Anyway, I don't know what it was. It was probably...
That's interesting.
Something to do...
With music?
With music.
That's good, because otherwise... It might have been like a comedy show or... Maybe.
So we're going to bring you back to Bumpkin. I mean, a little picking, y'all. Just kidding.
Down in the tone, please keep drop from the rain. house is bare and bare.
So Larry Keel.
Larry Keel.
Larry
and Tony Rice.
Larry Keel throws the best barn parties. Actually, he doesn't throw them. But this is, you know, barn parties are just cool.
That was actually just in December. That was December 6th, 2007.
Larry Keel, Natural Bridge.
With Tony Rice sitting in on the second set. First set was Natural Bridge. With Larry and Jenny.
What would you call Larry Keel? What kind of music would you call that?
Oh, he's some good picking right there, man.
Guy's all over the place.
He is a very good guy.
He's a wild man.
We enjoy his company.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm.
He throws down.
Yes, we appreciate his enthusiasm.
I remember the barn party where we were driving in, mm-hmm. and I look over to my right at we're passing this line of cars, and I see this license plate that spells out, you know, it says "Beam Me Up," and then spelled out like, you know, BMMEUP.
Beam Me Up.
Beam Me Up. So that, I thought that was interesting. We get there, and you know, we're inside, and there's a huge buffet laid out, and mm-hmm. there's like food everywhere. It's a potluck sort of thing,
potluck.
And everybody brings all their stuff.
Everybody brought the food.
Yeah, and
we
and
made a giant dip in the back of our car.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good dip. It got eaten.
Well, everything there got eaten by the end of the night. Everything there was tore up.
Mm-hmm. It was good too.
So you know, we get there and everybody, you know, has their food and has their other food and and everybody has a good time and lo and behold, the first song they play is Star Trek theme.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's a little weird. Stuff like that happens to me all the time, though. It's the universe talking to me. It's very strange. Very, very strange. So Joe went to a lot of concerts in 2007. And, And as we listen to a little of this background here, we're gonna question him about this. Question him about a few of those.
Oh yeah.
So we figured, you know.
So yeah, I didn't go to quite as many shows as I did in 06, but that's okay because 06 really kind of bankrupted me.
Yeah.
And so I tried to get by, man. So
working for the man.
Yeah, working for the man.
I know that whenever I turned around and I was in town, you were jetting off to a duo show.
Yeah, yeah. I went up to and saw duo up in Philly and Harrisburg, which is the capital of Philadelphia. Or Pennsylvania. Ha! Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. Fast on the uptake. That's right, you taped that show.
Yeah, I did run that show.
And out in the parking
lot. But that was 06.
Yeah, out in the parking lot, we had the gigantic kind of jellyfish thing.
Oh my goodness, the jellyfish was that ridiculous. That was
pretty funny. Our buddy.
Yeah, he basically built this jellyfish that was a extension of camping poles, elastic kind of, but I don't know.
Yeah, like strapped together, basically, and then there was God, he had just made it all out of household items. It was pretty amazing.
Basically, it was like giant pink garbage bags attached to about a 12-foot-long camp pole. Or, you know,
there was a big umbrella on it.
Big umbrella, and tentacles extending out, like there were lights and stuff or something. Yeah,
so you can imagine. And
it was just this crazy jellyfish.
All these kids that are, well, not, you know, yeah, we'll say young adults. At least young adults were running around in a funny state of mind, and then you hold this like, you know, pole, and you shake it around, and this jellyfish starts dancing around, and you can sort of weave it around, and the music is just blaring from this
barn. It's pretty excellent. There's been pictures around. You probably, if you looked hard enough, you'd find a scattered picture of the barn.
Yeah,
somewhere nearby.
By the end of that night, I fell asleep on the ground, and the sun came out, and somebody put the umbrella on my head so I wouldn't get sunburned, and I thought that was real nice.
Yeah, that was nice of them.
Touched me.
Yes. His feet were exposed, though. Very bad sunburn on the feet.
Yeah, I think that picture's actually, yeah. I think it's pretty funny.
It's been posted places.
So, why don't you play us some duo that you saw this summer? I would like to hear some of that.
Here, I'll play one that I didn't actually record, but I went through all the effort of walking around at 6:30 in the morning after the show got out to transfer the files. And fucking props to the kid who taped it. He busted his ass, literally trying to get to the spot.
Yeah. Duo. It's the slow duo.
We're still hot.
Where was this?
This was a Starscape Festival.
Was that the same one with Disco Biscuits?
Yeah, those biscuits playing all night long.
You should tell the story about
that. Oh my god.
That shit's hilarious.
Oh, wait a minute. We can even get some audio accompanying this, with this one.
No way.
Y'all listen to this real quick and I'll set it up.
This has got to be one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
So all you have to search for on YouTube, so all of you can appreciate this, is Naked Starscape. And basically what it brings on YouTube, it'll bring up the Starscape 07 naked guy tripping out.
We don't endorse nakedly tripping. We do endorse being naked.
No, this story is definitely a warning.
Where's the water?
Okay,
So that was the beginning, but we're going to hold off on that. Just as a precursor, that was the naked dripping guy saying something about where's the water.
But anyway, so we were watching the biscuits and everything, and I was taping, and we drank way too many. What are these things?
Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't there.
They had tons of sparks. Oh, it was awful. I drank like six of them, and I was about to puke.
Even if I was there, I would not have drank a lot of sparks.
Everybody was about equivalent in some manner or whatsoever. Anyway, but there was this one guy who, while I was taping, standing next to my gear, comes running over to the soundboard, runs into the kind of protective boundary around the metal boundary, you know, and he just goes, "Oh my God!" He turns to my buddy Adam and goes, "Oh my God, where am I? Who are these people?" I was just like, "What the fuck?" And then he grabs onto Adam's crotch and won't let go. And Adam goes, "Ah, my penis, let go of my penis!" And the guy's like grabbing onto it, swinging around, fucking. And then finally, he lets go and fucking takes off running. And I fucking, and he just kind of turns to me. I go, "Man, that guy's either gonna get fucking naked or arrested." And fucking, and so anyway, later on, we decided to put naked tripping guy in the YouTube, and sure enough, it really came up.
Where's the water? I'm gonna die.
Guy's actually just fine. He's just
right now the police are chasing him around.
He's butt-ass naked.
Buckets of water.
And they're like, now he's taking off. He's gone.
He's running. Look at him.
He's out of there. He's out.
He's fast. He's a greased up.
Yeah, he's totally greased up.
There he is.
He was gone.
He fled the scene.
Yeah, greased up naked guy ran off into the woods. But I'm pretty sure he came out okay. He was just probably naked. A little embarrassed.
I mean, kids.
That's why you don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, you know.
That's why you don't do drugs.
I mean, sometimes things get a little bit too hectic. I mean,
we joke about everything, but should do that.
Know your limits, people. Know your limits. Don't want to be the guy getting buckets of water thrown at you by the police after Starscape while you're naked.
But seriously, that was the guy. Like, I got three people or two people at least that can back me up on that. Like, so I am totally serious.
This shit is legit, man.
Yeah, it's.
I was there. I saw it.
See, I don't have to make up stories because crazy shit like that happens to me all the time.
It actually does.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're the ones making that crazy shit.
Yeah,
like the other night when I brought a rocking chair over to Joe's house for no good reason.
No, so I was sitting upstairs, and all of a sudden I hear this screeching sound come up to the doorway, and I'm like, "What the hell?" And my roommate yells out to me. I'm like, "What the hell is this, that sound?" And my roommate's like, "Joe, your friend's here." And I'm like, "Huh?" And John's downstairs, like, giving Valerie the biggest hug ever. And he's obviously
very happy drunk.
He was a little inebriated.
A lot.
And so basically, he brought his own chair to sit in. However, he did not want to sit in it, but he wanted us to sit in it. But none of us sat in it. And then he decided to run off. And he ran through the grass down the street.
I did that.
I was like, okay.
What?
But it was okay.
I brought a rocking chair. The funniest thing is that one of the arms is like all duct taped. So it's not like I'm doing somebody a huge favor. I'm bringing him this kind of busted rocking chair.
See, what I thought he did is I figured this drunk asshole fucking driving down the road saw a rocking chair on the side of the road. I was like, "Hey, there's a rocking chair on the side of the road. Let me pick it up."
It came from my house.
Yeah.
It came from my house. It's in
an excellent corner in our house.
And this is why. This is why I don't drink. This.
Another drug. Alcohol.
The worst one of all.
Oh, yeah. It can kill you pretty fast.
Hey, but enjoy.
Just stay away from drugs that can kill you, folks.
Yeah.
That's not worth it. That's not worth the fun.
Yeah. Alcohol is not the worst drug of all for some people. Just for me.
Yes. The worst. The worst would be...
The worst would probably be, like, the drug where, like, you have to stab yourself with a knife.
That would be a very
I don't think that'd
drug.
Be good at all.
Like, okay, I'm ready.
It's like, hey, I got a new drug for you, man. Yeah. Hey, man, oh, it's shit. A gun. Just shoot yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Like,
like, you got like a 1 in 20 shot.
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, really, no.
I'm gonna pass on the.
Very bad.
The old gun drug.
We do not endorse that at all. Endorse by the way.
I don't endorse anything. I was on the
We actually endorse only not endorsing things.
That's right.
It's like a kind of a paradoxical endorsement.
Can we endorse the Healthy Hippie magazine?
Yeah, well, actually, we'll endorse some stuff.
We'll endorse the Healthy Hippie magazine.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Did you know that Tara Lee can out-slut anything? Did you know that? You're speechless, aren't you?
I know, it's amazing.
I know. The implication of that.
Huh.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Where's the water?
Naked running traffic.
Where's the water, man?
Where's the water? Where's the water? Oh, God. I see kittens falling out of the sky. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Rainbow wings.
If anybody's like, oh, well, y'all should be concerned and stuff like that, be like, look, he obviously deserved it.
Yeah.
And he has it all coming to him.
And anyway, shit like that's happened to me.
He's experienced it, you know? It's all over now, man.
It's done.
It's all done.
Well, hopefully he's not, like, hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Well,
yeah.
Obviously...
Fine, now you, know the what? Customer
I guarantee
or consumer...
You, I guarantee
or...
you the cops did not find anything on that.
What's a stingleberry, sir?
Oh, no.
That's when...
Ouch.
Good jokes go bad. And what's this, sir?
Oh, that was pretty bad.
Where's the water?
I know, but the duo show was good. That one, we enjoyed ourselves. They played a new song. It was pretty excellent.
Yeah.
So, I guess. Let's see here.
You know,
let's move on to another festival that you and I both checked out.
What was that?
And it was it's our favorite out in the valley.
What's that? Mana.
The Mana.
Manifesti?
The Manifesti.
Oh, wow. An interesting night. Two nights, few nights. Lots of pancakes. This place is like out.
Yo, this and it was. Let's just preface it with, fucking. We love everyone that's involved in the Manifesti, and it's a shame that.
That more people couldn't have been there.
Yeah, and
it's really small.
Dynamite is very loud.
Oh my God, dude. Okay. You guys ever hung out with, like, redneck hippies? Or, like, rednecks mixed with hippies? Mixed with kids that listen to rap? Well, of course you have. I mean, we all sort of hang out with each other. But in Virginia, it's kind of weird sometimes. You know, you get an interesting mix of people. And these kids set off dynamite one night. And it was loud. You know, no shit, right? But it was really loud. And that's not what you're expecting to hear, and it draws the attention of the police.
Yeah.
And then the police come to this small festival where, like,
it's fucking dynamite. It's y'all. You don't shoot off dynamite.
What do you guys want to do next?
In the middle of a fucking festival.
I got some dynamite in the back.
It was literally the loudest thing I've ever heard.
We blowed all that dynamite.
Wow. It was crazy. Kaplowy.
Well, yes. And then the police show up, right? And they're like, Roscoe P. Coltrane, styly.
You know, I mean, they got nothing better to
barking
do.
At people and wagging their fingers.
The first night they were alright, I figure.
I think they were okay. Yeah, they told. But, and then did they make everybody go back to their tent the first night?
No, the second night. The second night they were trying to tell us
to go back to our tent.
Go back to our tent.
It's like, what the?
It's like, you can't make a person go back to their tent.
This land is your land. This land is my land. You know, what is that?
This land is your land. This land is my land. If you want to find your land, take me to my land.
So that's what I'm just, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's
yeah,
weird.
So the cops were just fucking dicks, you know?
Seriously.
But these guys, the Vape Tones,
they were pretty cool. Remember the ambulance?
Oh, yeah. The ambulance had lots of balloons. That's all I gotta say.
Try to stay away from the hippie crack. But sometimes it rolls up on you in a fucking ambulance, and then what are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
Say no? I guess. Yeah. Should, probably. I, in fact, suggested.
I just kind of jumped right into this, and apparently we're coming into Timber Ho.
Yeah. The Vape Tones busting out Timber Ho. They did play a couple of really cool songs that night, I thought.
Yeah, alright, we're going to listen to this.
Why not? We were there.
Thank you.
so we're probably going to be wrapping this up pretty soon, a little early tonight.
Well, we're coming up on, who knows exactly how long we go for, but...
We got real jobs, people.
Yeah, we got our shit to do. We can't entertain you all the time.
Yeah.
So fucking get to work.
But, this weekend in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, there's a little thing going on called Fiasco 2.
What's that date?
It is the 2nd of February.
2nd of February.
Saturday. It's put on by an organization called Funhound. We actually did one of those last year, Fiasco number one. And it was really, really amazing. It was in this great bar. And there are fire, twirlers and hoopers, video projectionists, DJ.
Twirlers are awesome.
Yeah, fire spinners.
Are excellent.
Live painters, including myself. But this year, it's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's Darters River Point. which is at 17 West 2nd Street in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. DJ Lee, My Jazz is going to be there, and DJ Capsy is going to be there, Matt Deefer, and myself, and Koch and Gray are going to be there painting live video projections by System D128. Fire spinners and hoopers include Lucky, Jen Webb, Lauren Shaw, Leanna, Jessica Joy, and Freedom Platia. And Matt's gonna kill me if I pronounce his last name wrong again. It might be Deifer. It could be Deifer.
Oh no,
Matt. We've only gotten to hang out a few times through these events, and I'm always really happy that he's
you gotta call the hotline.
He's nice enough to invite me and allow me to participate in these things. I really appreciate that, as always.
That is very kind.
But so yeah, come out to that, or hit me up at crazyredbeard at crazyredbeard.com if you want any more information about that. And also, the weekend after that, February 9th, is my birthday in Virginia, my 30th birthday. Feel free to come down to Virginia to celebrate with Natural Breakdown.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's not yet.
30.
You're turning 30.
Happy birthday.
Was that 30 hips?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Nice.
Nobody count that.
But we're doing it at Byer Street Bistro in Stanton, Virginia.
Remember, we may cut some of those hips because of our time constraints.
Those hips may or may not be in reality.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have hit our target time, which is yet to be determined.
Right. So we're going to have some people come down from all different points and meet the band, and they're going to play some awesome sets of consciousness-spreading music, and I'm going to paint with them.
Nice.
And that's going to be my present to everybody, and hopefully everybody can join us.
And
have like a little...
See some colors.
A little, yeah, just have like a good time meeting new people and old people and like-minded crazy folks. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So before we dip out, I don't know if there's anything else we wanted to talk about.
I think we're pretty much gonna go out on another song.
And the next time maybe we'll do another podcast really soon. As soon as I can get some of the U Melt New Year's Eve show, which I painted at.
Yeah, we can do some other stuff.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go out on an 06 recording because I just like it that much.
Thanks.
The 06 recording is Grab, which is Gordon Russo, Anastasio Benevento playing. Actually, it's just Trey and Mike playing Poor Heart. Cool.
Thanks for listening to us, Babylon, as we try to defeat Babylon.
Peace, y'all.
steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my take for a call, Lord. We'll put you in the bed. You won't steal that thing again.
Call the Lord.